My name is Aminata Bab, and I've been a victim of emotional abuse, which affected my self-esteem and confidence. I have dealt with humiliation, judgments, blames, neglect, insults, and generally put down by my entourage. Today, I am the founder and CEO of the Ultimate Confidence Bootcamp, a bootcamp to help young teen girls build up their self-esteem and self-confidence and regain better control of themselves. Welcome all to my podcast called Emotional Abuse Matters. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome all to my podcast called Emotional Abuse Matters. My name is Aminata Ba, and you are tuning into episode 10 called Negative Experiences. I am the founder and CEO of the Ultimate Confidence Bootcamp, a freelance model, beauty queen, motivational speaker, and a representative of Mami Kaya products. Negative experiences are very common in the lives of each one of us. Things that didn't turn out the way we want them to, accidents, mistakes, misunderstandings. It's normal and it's part of life. Some experiences are negative at first, but can become positive ones later on, because of the lessons we get out of them. The negative experiences that we get coming from our behaviors are one of the worst to deal with and can damage you to be hurt, accused, and vulnerable for a very long time, even if it's not entirely your fault. So, I have two negative experiences that really damaged me internally coming from two people, which happened in 2018. The first one was in Montreal. So I decided to organize a trip for my 23rd birthday in Montreal. For some reason, I just wanted to get out of the city. I went with two of my friends. So we went to Montreal, and I remember I made a stop to my sister's place. And there was no parking available on the street. Everything was full. So I went down to the parking space that was beside the building where my sister lived. There was some space there, but there was a garage door that looked like a storage, but I did not know it was a storage. It was actually someone's parking spot, but it really did not look like it because it was very like dark space and very hidden, so it was hard to know that it was someone's actually parking spot. The way it was like made, you know, how Montreal buildings are still kind of old. Yeah, so it's very hard to know. So I did not know, so I parked there. So when I came back down, there was this lady that just came and she asked, "Whose car is this?" And I said, "It's mine." She's like, "Well," she started screaming and raising her voice, "Do you know that you cannot park here? You're blocking people's parking spot. There's a lot of parking in the streets." And I'm like, "What?" I said, like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not know." And she didn't care. She's like, "I'm going to call the police. They're on their way. I called them already." Yeah. And then there was a car in the middle blocking the way to get out of the parking area to go on the street. There was a car blocking in the middle. Yeah. And then she's like, "Yeah, that car, I also don't know who that is. So two of your cars will be towed, or we're calling the police right now. They're on their way." And we're like, "What?" So I came in, I went in my car, and I tried to bypass the car. So I started turning and turning and turning. It was so hard to get by because that car was blocking us. And then there was another guy there standing just watching everything that happened, and then he wasn't saying nothing. And then when I tried to bypass the car, it was so tight, I didn't want to touch the car that was in the middle. So the guy went in and then he moved his car. So do you guys know what happened? It was the lady and the guy, they planned it just to make us feel, to teach us a lesson that we can't park there. And the way she did it, it's like we did it on purpose when we did not do it on purpose. I was very mad and not happy because it wasn't fair to do that when someone did not know. When I explained, I told the lady I didn't know and I apologized, but she didn't care. So I was so pissed And I pulled the middle finger. It's not my what I do usually, but because I was very mad, I pulled the middle finger and they didn't care. They're like, oh, too bad. It will teach you guys a lesson. Boom. And then we left. I felt so bad about myself and I was very pissed at that lady. That is very toxic. That behavior that she has is a very toxic behavior. She's the neighbor of my sister. My sister knows her and my sister knows that that lady is very negative person and that's how she is. Very negative person. I mean, I know it was wrong to block someone's parking spot, but if I knew, I wouldn't park there, right? So that's what people don't always understand. They do things like that and they don't try to realize that maybe the person didn't know. The second one that happened in 2018 was probably in the November time. I do a lot of, volunteering and community work in the community. And it was this event that we had as a model gig event. It was not paid. It was all like volunteering. And I know this lady from a long time. I've been working with her. I've been going to events for her for a long time without getting a dime because I have a good heart and I love helping people. Now, because of that event, she wanted things to be different. She wanted us to reach out to a fashion designer to dress us very well. And she wanted to be organized and not stressed for that event. I'm like, okay, I'm trying my best. I did everything to help her. I reached out to girls to attend the event. Some girls ended up dropping up at the last minute because she asked some girls to pay for $50 to get in. And then I'm like, you can't just make people pay for a volunteering event. That's wrong. Plus, you should be paying them because it's modeling and it's kind of work. And then people can take time off other things they're doing just to come to your event. So you shouldn't be paying nobody. And she's like, okay. So they took off like a few tickets not to be paid. Because it's right, it's volunteering. You shouldn't, paying to model? Come on, it's not right. So after all of the effort that I made for her, she was not happy and she ended up, so some of the girls, so we came late to the event, but the show didn't even start yet. She came late. We came late to the event, but we were already ready. We already knew what we were going to wear. It's not like it was a big deal, but she wanted things to be so perfect. But when herself, she was not even organized. She didn't even know exactly how to manage a volunteering event because of the way she was acting very wrongly. The fashion designer that I reached out to also said, no, she cannot help with this lady. She's very unprofessional because of the way she spoke to her about the clothes. Because she told that lady, that fashion designer that was going to borrow us her clothes, to also pay the $50 entry for charity. And she's like, I cannot do that. I have to drive far away to come to your event. And then I'm lending you my clothes. And then you want me to pay. She's like, no, I'm dropping everything. And then the lady was mad again. She's like, oh, this is so stressful. Okay. And then the day it happened, she came. She said hi to us. And then she was mad. She's like, you guys have to come on time. And then she was so pissed. And then I went to the washroom. And then one of my friends that I came with that was also part of the modeling gig, she told me, yo, Aminata, the lady is screaming and mad. She's calling your name saying it's all your fault. You're making her stressed and all of that. She's screaming and complaining about it. I was like, seriously? I was so pissed, but I decided to calm down because I didn't like confrontations. At that time, I was not that type of person that confronted people. She was very mad, and then when she passed by me, she looked at me in a very rude and negative way. So after all the fashion thing happened, we all finished. The fashion show ended up going well. And then plus, the event, it got delayed anyway. So it's not like it was the models that came late that delayed the show. The event itself started late anyway. So when we were about to leave. No. And then something else happened. She needed help with Uber to pick up some people from her house to come to the event. And then she had one of her friends that was there, and she asked me to do the Uber. So I did it because she seemed really nice to me. So I did the Uber and thing. And then she told me personally, she's like, don't worry. The lady is just stressed. She's not a rude person. Like, that's what she told me personally. Don't take it too personally. She's not a rude person. She's just stressed. Like, okay. Now, when we were about to leave, I said bye. And then she gave me a very nasty attitude. Like, bye. She didn't even say bye. She was very pissed. So when the event was done, I'm like, finished. We're not doing anything with them. And then the two models I recruited said, don't ever bring me to events with that lady. I'm like, I will never do anything with her anymore. And then when I got back home, she owed me the money for the Uber, and then the money also from a previous event that she didn't even email transfer to me. So I reached out to her friend because I knew that the lady was very negative to me at that event. I didn't even want to talk to her. So I reached out to her friend, tell her, oh, here's the receipt for the Uber. I sent it to her. She's like, oh, okay, thank you. And then she's like, okay. And I was like, oh, hi. And then I reached out to her two times to the other lady. And then now I reached out to the lady, the negative lady at the event that was pissed at me. Yeah, because the event did not go the way it happened. She was mad, and she's like, she made me the email transfer right away when I texted her, hi, how are you? And then she made the email transfer. She sent me the text, here's what I owe you. And then she sent it to me. And then she's like, oh, I don't like the way you harassed my friend for $15. I'm like, what? You didn't ask me for your previous money. I was like, what? I did not harass her. I just asked her, here's the receipt for the Uber. She told me to send it to her. She's like, yeah, but she's older than you. You did it two times. I was like, no, I only did it two times. And she's like, yeah, and she's older than you. And blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, I was like, okay, I'm sorry. And then I just did it in a sarcastic way so she could calm down. But she didn't calm down. She's like, whatever. I'm like, oh, so that's how it is. So I'm like, you know what? What I did is I reached out to the president of the organization of the Canadians, organization. I reached out to them and I did a voicemail because they did not answer. And it's like, I would like to make a complaint about one of your members that acted very negatively and wrongly to the volunteers of the previous event that happened last Saturday. So basically she had access to the voicemails and she called me and I did not answer. And she left a voicemail. She was like, hi, Aminata, I heard your voicemail. And then her tone was so calm and nice. And oh, I heard, please, I'm part of the organization. And if you have any complaint, you have to reach out to me because I am part of the volunteer coordinators. That's what she said. I did not reply to her message. And she texted me. It was so nice. I'm like, why didn't she continue to be rude when she was rude earlier? But now you're becoming nice. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, but you know, she's not even the founder of that organization. So there's definitely someone higher than her that can reach out to me. So a couple of days later, the president of the organization did reach out to me. He called me and I explained to him everything that happened. And he said, he's so sorry of what happened. He understood that it was very wrong of her for doing that. Because we're volunteers at the end of the day. We didn't mean for things to turn out wrongly either. I did our best to help. And now she's turning the back on me and blaming me for everything. Like it was all my fault. And he apologized on behalf of her. And what she did, she started typing. I saw the typing feature on my WhatsApp. I blocked her. I did not give her a chance to talk to me again because of the way she was negative. Even after the event. So I don't think she would have been positive afterwards. And she did not even deserve any apologies to be heard from her side. Because I don't think it would be coming from her. It's only when I reached out to the organization that she started being nice. So you see, when you're too nice to people, that's what they do. They turn your back on and step the shoes on you. So that's why I'm like, I'm going to be careful now. And I'm not going to help anybody that I feel that will be negative to you, because we all have those intuitions and feelings that someone can turn our back on us. There's always going to be signs, so please watch out to those signs. All negative experiences are lessons, but it's good to be careful not to go too far until you can damage a person and end up traumatizing the person, because you don't know how they might feel in the long run. It may take time for a person to heal. And also, if you're trying to teach a person a lesson, there's always positive ways that it can be done. Not in all cases, harshness and rude behaviors needs to be used, especially when you know the other person's intentions was not to cause you any fault. So this was episode 10 of Negative Experiences, and this is actually my last episode. I would like to thank all of you for supporting and listening to my podcast, and I really hope you guys do understand that all these podcasts is real life situations that really did happen to me. I'm not making this up. I mean, I wouldn't take my time, you know, and do those podcasts if it wasn't real. I feel like this world is already so complicated and hard, and we all have to work hard to live, to make a living, right? This world has been made to live for the time being. So I would like us humans to be careful, to treat each other better, and try not to be too negative and to be too rude and too harsh on people. I'm not saying not to defend yourself. Defend yourself when it's necessary, when you have to. But always be careful not to offend people that did not cause you any fault or did not do anything wrong to you. Put yourself in those people's shoes and understand that we're all humans and we all want positivity in our lives. And then let's not add more negativity in some stuff that can be controllable. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Gracias. And again, thank you. Thank you for everyone that supports me. I really appreciate it. This is the last episode. I have more projects coming up. So I hope you guys will be following me even more to see what I have coming up. Thank you. Bye. Hola. Au revoir.